Hi everyone, we're ready to start, so take your places. Okay. This is the very last moment of preparation. I'll use that time to introduce myself. My name is Peter Eftimov. I'm a molecular biologist and veterinary surgeon. And a few years ago, I proved that I can speak about science in front of more than three people by winning our national FameLab competition. So today, I'll be your host. Let me begin with the opening ceremony of the EUCIS. Dear Manager Fundekova, dear Commissioner Gabriel, Deputy Minister Sangeliva and Mikhailova, Academicians Revalsky and Drensky, dear ladies, gentlemen, participants and guests, dear organizers, partners and guests of the event, the Ministry of Education and Science is the organizer of the annual national competition Young Talents in Bulgaria, which provides an opportunity for young talented people between the age of 15 and 20 who have innovative thinking and interest in science to present their ideas and projects. The National Competition Young Talents is part of the accompanying initiatives of the European Community's framework programs for research, technological development and demonstration activities. The regulation for participation in the national competition provides for the preparation of research and innovative projects in the field of natural sciences, social sciences, informatics and communication technologies, as well as projects in the field of nutrition, which are also eligible. To participate in the European Union contest for young scientists, I promise this will be the last time that I will say it not as an abbreviation. So from this time, I'll say it just as EUCIS. All winners of the national competitions represent their countries, and this year edition is special for Bulgaria. First, because this is the first time in which our country is the host of the event. And second, because Sofia welcomes the future of European science on the eve of the festivities marking the 140th anniversary of the city as the capital of Bulgaria. A great anniversary indeed. The Ministry of Education and Science and the Institute of Mathematics and Informatics at the Bulgarian Academy of Sciences have been granted the trust and support of the European Commission to organize EUCIS competition 2019. On behalf of the organizers, I'd like to thank the sponsors of the event for their trust and support. They will have the opportunity to award some of the projects presented within the competition. And now I would like to invite to the stage for a short but cheerful address, not address, but welcome note, the Deputy Minister of Education and Science, Ms. Karina Angelieva.
Добре дошли! Welcome! Уважаеми, скъпи гости, ученици, госпожо Габриел, еврокомисаря на България, госпожо Тани Михайлова, скъпи колеги, гости, академици, академик Ревалски, академик Дренски. За мен е изключително удоволствие да ви посрещна с добре дошли на най-голямото издание до сега на Европейският конкурс за млади учени. Това е 31-то издание, 100 научни проекта от държавите членки на Европейския съюз и от всички наши гости от други държави на света. 39 държави. Най-големия формат на това издание до сега. Изключителна чест да бъдем домакин в София, България. Още веднъж, на добър час, много късмет и бъдете смели в своите мечти и да се надяваме всички ще бъдат удовлетворени от резултатите и наградите. На добър час! Благодаря!
Uh, Okay, we already know that the development of technology and digitalization is crucial in our century and maybe in the century to come. And it's opening up new opportunities and challenges, not only for science and education, but also to society. A large part of the projects that will be presented under the competition program are using the new technologies in expanding the frontiers of knowledge and research. It is an honor for me to welcome to the stage, for a welcome address this time, Ms. Maria Gabriel, Commissioner for the Digital Economy and Digital Society.
Добре дошли. Welcome in Bulgaria. Уважаема госпожо заместник министър, уважаеми академици, уважаеми господин Дренски, скъпи млади учени, най-напред добре дошли в България. Гордеем се с вас. Вие не сте бъдещето на Европа. Вие сте най-доброто в днешния му ден. Затова му ви благодарим. Благодарим ви за дързостта, за знанията и за решителността, с която всички заедно искаме от една страна да видим как европейската наука, благодарение на вас, може да бъде изведена до нови върхове, от друга страна всички заедно да работим за една по-добра, по-полезна на хората Европа, в която качествата, знанията и заслугите са водещи. Благодаря ви от все сърце. Искам едно специално послание да отправя към тези от вас, които за първи път ще се състезават, може би, на международно равнище. Поздравявам ви за това. За това се иска решителност, иска се смелост. Участвайте във все повече такива събития, но това тук, днес, в България, просто ни накарайте да се гордеем с дръзката и динамична младеж, която представлява най-голямото богатство на Европейския съюз. Искам да бъда много кратка. Искам да отправя едно послание за подкрепа. Ние в Европейската комисия имаме много ясна идея за това, как науката, иновациите и образованието трябва и ще продължат да вървят ръка за ръка, заедно с всеки един от вас. Затова и аз искам да отправя послание най-напред за това колко е важно Европа да продължава да инвестира. Да инвестира в младите хора, в науката, да инвестира в технологиите. Те не се противопоставят. Те вървят ръка за ръка. Такъв ще бъде и отговорът на Европейската комисия, така както сме го правили досега през изминалите години. Ще привлека вниманието ви към три важни програми, в които разчитаме на вашите идеи, на вашия талант. Защото това е, което искаме да градим заедно с вас. Европа на талантите, Европа на умовете, Европа на добродетелите, които младите хора най-добре въплащават от всеки един от нас. Обръщам внимание. Нова програма Цифрова Европа с бюджет от 9 милиарда. Ще говорим все повече и повече заедно с вас за изкуствен интелект, за цифровите технологии като възможност, но и цифровите технологии като изискващи да се справяме с рискове и с предизвикателства. Ще си говорим все повече и повече с вас за новата програма Хоризонт Европа. Гордея се. Гордея се с това, че Европа има дързостта. Не само да защитава силен, голям бюджет от 100 милиарда евро, но най-вече ясно да заяви, че в рамките на програмата Хоризонт Европа искаме пробив в иновациите. Искаме да следваме смели мисии като борбата с рака. Искаме да засилим международното сътрудничество. Ето днес един прекрасен пример как всички заедно можем и го правим. Да говорим все повече и повече за отворена наука. И разбира се, нещо, което ще продължава да е много близко на моето сърце. Да разпространяваме постиженията на науката
на справедлив географски принцип. Мисля, че отправям много силно послание към част от вас. Това е послание и към всички останали. Защото така както в последните две години, като комисар по цифрова икономика и общество, не съм спирала да повтарям, че само заедно можем да постигнем повече, че само заедно можем да постигнем резултати. Така искам и това да бъде в науката, в образованието и в иновациите. И накрая още един пример. Няма как да не обърна внимание на програмата Еразъм. Тя е нашият символ. Символ не само на това, че имаме възможност да отделим финансови средства, за това младите хора да натрупат опит, да натрупат знания, но и най-вече за това всички да поставим образованието и средства като мобилността в основата на по-високо качество и на по-добри резултати. Разчитайте на много силната ми подкрепа в нелеките преговори, които ще предстоят с държавите членки, с Европейския парламент, за това тази програма да продължи да бъде един от символите на европейската ни идентичност. И в този контекст още едно много топло послание към момичетата. Нека всички заедно направим така, че има повече момичета в технологиите. Не можем да се лишим от половината от талантите на Европа. Така че всички заедно можем да допринесем равенството, принципа на това да работим заедно, да си имаме доверие, да ни помогне да работим за по-сигурна, истински образована, иновативна и цифрова Европа. Благодаря на всеки един от вас за приноса, който ще направи. Радвам се още веднъж и се гордея, че заедно с вас сме част от този съюз, в който има толкова много таланти и толкова много прекрасни умове. Преди да завърша, искам да благодаря на всички за участието, за дръзките мисли и идеи, за много голямата сила и кураж и да споделя силната си подкрепа, за да може да ги реализирате. Благодаря на Българското министерство на образованието. Гордеем се с това, че именно България е домакин на най-голямото и толкова важно събитие. Също така благодаря на Института по математика и информатика за организацията, за домакинството. Да благодаря на всички академици, професори и преподаватели, защото без вашият опит никога не бихме могли да продължаваме да вдъхновяваме младите хора. Без вашия опит никога не бихме могли да се гордеем с това, че и днес 30% от най-доброто в науката се произвежда в Европа. Имаме нужда от вашият опит, от вашата мъдрост, но и нека винаги си спомняме. Имайте доверие в младите хора, в тяхната дързост, тяхните идеи и всички заедно можем да направим наистина така, че задачата на днешното жури да бъде все по-трудна и по-трудна. Благодаря им на тях за работата. Поздравления за всички и много, много емоции и вдъхновение от все сърце. Благодаря!
Thank you, Commissioner Gabriel. Education, science and innovation are shaping our future. Social challenges are taking on a global dimension, and it is only through excellent science and innovation of the benefit of society that we can cope with them. I think we agree on that. Also, we should notice that European Commission and member states of the European Union support the development of research for the benefit of society. Through initiatives, programs and projects such as this program. One of these initiatives is EUSIS, an initiative that provides the foundation of successful future scientific partnerships and international scientific networks. A confirmation of the continued support from the European Commission will also be found in the special video of the Commissioner for Research and Innovation, Mr. Carlos Moedas, to welcome and greet the participants, mentors jury, organizers and guests of the EUCIS in Sofia 2019.
Ladies and gentlemen, young European scientists, good afternoon. I am sorry I can't be with you in person today, but I am glad to have the opportunity to speak to you, because this is a contest that promotes science, because your accomplishments are phenomenal and deserve to be celebrated, and because I firmly believe that you are the next generation of change makers. Science is what brought Europe to where it is today. And Europe is a pretty amazing place. In Europe, we live long and healthy lives. We provide education, opportunities for all, and we are more interconnected than ever. None of these was imaginable a century ago. Of course, this is not to say that there are no challenges. Like all generations before you, your generation must solve complex questions. How to stop global warming? How to offer a good life to a growing population in a sustainable way? And how to use new technologies, such as artificial intelligence, to improve the human condition? I am convinced that science and innovation will be at the center of the solutions to these problems, which means that our future lies in your hands and in your brains. Let me leave you with two ideas. First, that science has no borders, no nationality. The more we cooperate with people from different countries, from different disciplines, the more we learn. New ideas come from where we least expect it. Science, by its very nature, must be open and diverse. And you are all here today, celebrating exactly that. Second, that science is only as good as the curiosity and imagination of the scientists. Keep asking questions. Keep looking for answers. The day you stop being curious, you stop being a scientist. Albert Einstein famously said one day, "Logic will get you from A to Z. Imagination will get you everywhere." So congratulations to all of you and enjoy your time in Sofia.
It was a powerful message, and remember that I said that we're in the eve of the anniversary of Sofia as the capital of Bulgaria, a very important anniversary, so I'm pleased to invite our mayor, Jordanka Fandekova, on the stage. I just want to make a short notice. She's deeply related with education and young people, being a former teacher.
Уважаема госпожо Габриел, уважаеми колеги заместник министри, уважаеми колеги учители, господин председател на Българската академия на науките, господин директор на Института по математика и информатика при Българската академия на науките, уважаеми млади хора, учени и изобретатели, добре дошли на всички отбори в София. За мен е огромна чест нашият град да бъде домакин на Европейския конкурс за млади учени, изобретатели и да посрещнем едни от най-умните, интелигентните, креативните хора от 40 държави от цял свят. Благодаря за поканата да участвам в откриването. Иновациите са най-важни за подобряване живота на хората и за подобряване средата в градовете. София е град на младите и образовани хора. Тук са най-много млади хора в България. Над половината хора в София са под 40 годишна възраст, 50,2%. Основната причина е изборът на много младежи от цялата страна да останат в София, да завършат образованието си тук, а от последните няколко години и да работят тук, основно разбира се, в IT сектора, който е силно развит в града ни в последните години. Пожелавам успех на българския отбор. Звездин, Андрей, Николай, гордеем се с вас и вярвам, че вие ще представите достойно не само своето училище, но своя град и своята страна. Като кмет на София винаги съм подкрепила включването на науката в решаването на проблемите и в управлението на града, защото зная, че науката и иновациите са промяна, науката и иновациите са стъпка напред. В общината работи специален експертен съвет, имаме много събития, които подкрепяме и които са част от културния календар на града. Фестивала Компютърно пространство, фестивала на науката, работим съвместно с университетите, с Българската академия на науките и много благодаря за това, че помагате София да бъде лидер в икономиката, лидер в образованието на нашата страна. Пожелавам от сърце успех на всички вас. Благодаря на всички доброволци от Софийските училища. Разбрах, че 50 ученици са тук, за да помагат на фестивала. Пожелавам успех на всички в навечерието на деня на нашия град, 17 септември. Се надявам отборите да могат да разгледат и града ни, да видят забележителностите, да разберат колко древен и в същото време колко млад е нашия град, с много млади хора, с много млада енергия и с много забавления. Така че успех и забавлявайте се!
Thank you, Mayor Fundikova. Science is a calling, but this is not only a competition. This is an everyday work. And you will see, I promise you, that UCIS is not only about the competition. It's about making friends. It's about starting some new relationships in the science, in the personal plan. And none of that will be possible without the support of our experienced colleagues, and none of that also will be possible without communication. And what is the language of science? What is the universal communication that we will use eventually to contact with extraterrestrial beings? Of course, it's mathematics. Maybe the most famous quotation about maths is that mathematics is like love. It's a simple idea, but it can get complicated. How complicated, will tell you academic Drensky, who I'm accordingly invited to the stage.
Thank you very much. Of course, I'm very proud as director of the Institute that our Institute, together with the Ministry of Science, of Education and Science, are the main organizers of the meeting. And I believe that my English is a little bit better than the Bulgarian, 80% of the people here. So I speak in English, not in Bulgarian. Also, I'm not an official person, so I'm allowed to do this. I want to continue what was said by the chairman, that science and innovation, this is everyday work. And I start with some citation of Edison, which was given maybe 1903, maybe done more than 100 years ago, that genius, this is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration. Of course, the whole quotation is a little bit longer. The first thing is that he is looking for problems which society needs, then he tries to fix them, tries until finally, the final step, this is 1% inspiration, 99% inspiration. From the other side, there is another famous story when in the famous WAP of Rutherford, one young person was asked by the bosses, what do you now? What are you doing now? Okay, I'm working. During the lunchtime, I am working. In the evening, I'm working. And when do you think? So, my advice to you is, when you're at home, you should work hard. But here, don't work so hard. You should think more, and you should think together. Because if two persons think together, they think not twice better, they think four times or five times better. And finally, since I was born on the seashore, I spent my first 20 years in the sea. We had dreams to be sailors, to be astronauts. Now, the teenagers, they also have some dreams, maybe a little bit different, but I finish with something which is typical for the sailors. Bon voyage. Happy sailing and fair wind.
Happy sailing, said academic Chendrensky. Thanks to him very much. I just want to add that the pan-European policy for the promotion of young scientists and the achievement of high scientific results is also being implemented in Bulgaria. In 2019, the Ministry of Education and Science announced the launch of 11 national science programs, including the National Science Program for Young Scientist and Postdoctoral Fellow. I admit that I participate in it. So I'm pleased to invite on the stage for a welcome address, Ms. Tania Mikhailova, Deputy Minister of Education and Science.
Скъпи млади изследователи, уважаема госпожо Габриел, уважаема госпожо Фандъкова, уважаема колега Ангелиева, уважаеми академик Ревалски, скъпи гости. С огромна чест и отговорност заставам тук пред вас от името на Министерството на образованието и науката. Тогава, когато за първи път всъщност ние сме домакини на състезанието на младите учени, на младите хора, които имат вече поставени цели, които знаят, че науката и откритията са екипна работа, а успеха се постига в достойна конкурентна среда. Много си мислех, идвайки на тук, какво е различното в младите хора, които се занимават с наука. Може би това са и отличителните белези на младостта, енергията и желанието за промяна. Освен това, страстта към заниманията, с които е ангажирано твоето съзнание, любопитството, постоянството, но и добрия ментор са ключовете към успеха. Знам, че тук в залата са бъдещите иноватори и съм сигурна, че ако в момента има проблем, който поставим в залата, ще имаме поне 100 различни решения и всяко едно от тях ще бъде обосновано, защото вие сте младите хора, които мислят, които имат желание да създават бъдещето на света. Вероятно, в тези ситуации, в които попадате, има и случаи, когато си казвате дали ще успея. Като учител бих ви казала, че успеха трябва да се приема разумно, а неуспеха да се приема като поредната крачка към решаването на една задача. И тук си спомням за Томас Едисон тогава, когато поредния опит при откриването на електрическата кружка с нажежаема жичка не успява, се обръща към асистента и казва: всъщност това не е неуспех. До тук съм направил 10 000 опити, но те просто не вършат работа. Това е отличителния белег на хората, които имат страст към науката, че не се отказват, докато не намерят вярното решение. Безспорно, науката е тази, която не признава граници, не признава възраст. Науката е тази, която заличава различията и дава отговор на предизвикателствата на съвременния свят. Да припознаеш науката като житейски път означава да повярваш, че можеш да направиш живота на другите по-добър. Затова ви пожелавам едно невероятно състезание, в което да спечелят най-добрите идеи. Но тук бих искала и да отбележа, че за първи път сме домакини, но с най-голям брой участници. И искам да благодаря за доверието на Европейската комисия да даде това домакинство на България. В периода, в който ще протече състезанието, за нашата образователна система ще има един много важен ден. Това е първия учебен ден.
Денят, в който всеки с вълнение прекрачва класната стая, там, където се посява първото желание и първото любопитство да се занимаваш с наука. Радвам се, че заедно с Института по математика и информатика работим, защото училищата и научните институции, работата, която могат заедно да осъществят, всъщност дава възможност за изява на младите хора. А какво по-добро бъдеще от бъдеще, което се реализира чрез иновации и промяна, която се прави чрез образование. Желая успех на всички. Желая София да бъде трамплин към бъдещи големи открития на всички участници. Успех!
Thank you, Ms. Mikhailova. Now I want to address the contestants. I bet that you're a little bit eager to learn about the jury's rules, about more about competition. Before that, you'll have the unexpected pleasure. Because today I'll invite Valeria Vasilenko, a talented musician and a very charming lady, to the stage. And you'll enjoy her performance.
Hello everybody, I'm Valeria, and today I'm gonna sing two songs for you for a little bit of a musical break. It's not what you said. It's how you said it. Don't you say you love me when you know you regret it. It's not what we did. It's what we did on. We've been losing time and don't know how to admit it. When love don't feel right, we get along and alone on the outside. Hear the door but our hearts on the inside. Love don't feel right. We get along and along on the outside. Hearts ain't gonna, hearts ain't gonna lie. We all feel the same. Don't take that the wrong way. You know what I mean. Hearts ain't gonna lie. Won't do this again. Don't take that the wrong way. Do this again. it the wrong way. You know what I mean. Aren't you gonna lie?
Thank you, Valeria. You should double your applause because Plan B was me to sing and you don't want that. I can assure you. Now, UCIS 2019 is organized with the support of the European Commission. Over the years, the competition has established itself as a successful science promotion format of the European Commission. Ms. Karen Slavin, policy officer responsible for all that thing, European Competition for Young Scientists, will tell us more about the organization. Please, you have the floor.
Hi, good afternoon. It is afternoon, isn't it? Yep. Madam Mayor of Sofia, Commissioner, distinguished guests, and dear young scientists, I am here today to welcome you on behalf of the European Commission, although you got a much better welcome already, but certainly from Research and Innovation Directorate General, who are responsible for organizing this event. And I have to say, it's fantastic to see so many women in the Bulgarian hierarchy. There are more than 50% women on the front row. That doesn't happen very often. So I'm assuming you're all scientists, and if you're not, we'll keep that on the down low. But it's great. I feel very privileged to be here today, surrounded by so many fantastic people. I do lots of different jobs at the Commission. I run projects, I run committees, I attend conferences, I write briefings. But this is certainly my favorite event of the year. It's very special. It brings together some lovely people. And it's just an absolute privilege to be here. But I really want to address the young scientists present. First, to congratulate you for your work and the achievements which have brought you here. And for most of you, it is the first time on the international stage. And this may seem daunting, but rest assured, it's a safe place. You can learn, make mistakes, develop yourselves. Don't be afraid of the jury. They're all lovely people. And I can tell you that most of them have teenagers, so they're all very used to young scientists themselves. I say this every year, and I really mean it. Remember that you are winners already. Try not to spend your whole time focusing on winning a prize. I firmly believe that the biggest prizes are for those of you who make the most of the whole process of the next few days, and those of you who take home the best memories. The European Commission, this is why I'm standing here today, want you to make the most of the whole process. Visit the projects, go to talks, meet interesting people, meet your future collaborators, and most importantly, make new friends. You're privileged to be in the lovely city of Sofia. Get to know it. Use the designated free time to visit the museums, to explore and learn some Bulgarian. And I think we should compare notes at the end. We should use the Bulgarian competitors can help us. And on the final party, there should be a prize for the best student or national organizer or even jury member who has learned the most Bulgarian. Something else that I like to say, and I really mean it, please keep in touch. I always love to hear from previous contestants and to hear about what you're doing. I am in touch with various students who have won these prizes over the years. And I'm absolutely thrilled to tell you that, and I hope I'm not speaking out of place, but the Bulgarians, one of their legacies is going to be setting up a USIS alumni association, and I think it's fantastic. And I think you should all consider getting involved. And I would like to thank especially the Bulgarians for this. I know they've been discussing it for the last several years. Coming back to the young scientists, as you move through your careers, keep in touch with the European Commission as well. As undergraduates, consider applying for the Erasmus Plus year abroad. I have a 21-year-old daughter, and most of her friends have just had the most wonderful experiences all over Europe on their Erasmus year. It's a fantastic opportunity, and it wasn't around when I was a graduate. And then you can move on to the Erasmus de Mundus program, which is for graduates. And again, it gives you opportunities, but it's much more widely recognized, not recognized. You can go all over the world with it. And then consider being a Marie Curie Fellow, and who knows, maybe a European Research Council grant holder. I can actually tell you that many of previous USIS winners and contestants, not winners, but contestants, have received the ERC grants during their illustrious careers. This is also a good year to be at the contest because we have three former contest winners and contestants on the jury this year. So look out for Lena Tomasella. I'm not sure she's arrived yet. She was arriving this morning. And then there's Margus and Mira, and they can tell you what it was like a few years ago. These achievements, I'm sure, feel very far ahead at the moment. But bear in mind, you're following in the footsteps of, excuse me, successful scientists who actually started sitting in the same seats that you're sitting in today. It is such a fantastic time in your career. The world is your oyster, and no matter what career path you choose, the work you've contributed today will shape you as individuals, and we hope you will always remember it fondly. Before finishing, I would like to thank most sincerely the Ministry of Education and the Institute of Maths and Informatics. I'm going to make a big mistake and mention two individuals who need to be thanked, and I hope that those who I don't mention personally won't be offended. I would like to thank Konstantin Delchev from the Institute. He's hiding somewhere. He has done a fantastic job. And I would obviously also like to thank Karina Angeleva and their excellent teams for organizing and hosting the event here. It has been an absolute pleasure working with you, and I really mean that. I would like to thank to add a special word of thanks to our very generous sponsors. I'm not sure how many of them are here already, because they really contributed to making use of the special event. And I would like, not last and certainly not least, I would like to thank the jury. You come back year after year, you work really hard, you do a fantastic job, and I can tell you this year, having read all the abstracts, you have a very difficult task ahead of you. And finally, and most importantly, I would like to wish each and every one of you all the best over the next few days. And as I said at the start, you're already winners, so try, stay calm, enjoy the process. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Lavin. You heard her start to learn Bulgarian. It's maybe the most important part of the competition. I know that from the jury. And speaking of a jury, I will now invite maybe the most important person in the jury, Mr. or Dr. Attila Boric, a colleague of mine who will tell you something about competition. You have the floor.
So, dear contestants, on behalf of the jury, I'd like to welcome you on the 31st 2019 edition of European Union Contest of Young Scientists. I'm sure that you're quite excited, or rather anxious, about your presentations at this contest. Well, don't be. Or if that comforts you, I can tell you that us jury members is just as tense as you are, maybe, because of the surpassing number of projects we have to evaluate this year, as well as their utmost complexity. Nevertheless, that won't keep us from providing you with fair and objective evaluations. And knowing my excellent fellow jury members, I think I can guarantee that. As for you, the jury has one message. Even though this event is called a contest, don't take it as a stressful race for the best prizes. Rather, take it as a conference. A conference where you present and, most importantly, exchange your ideas with your like-minded peers and to get introduced to new things which may a little bit fall out of your close interest. And many things have been said before by Karen, for example. I don't know what more can I add, just to think rationally. Why would an organization like UCIS gather you together from all over the world? Why else than to get you meet each other and make new friends? So, on behalf of the jury, I would like to wish you all the luck in succeeding in this in the next couple of days. So thank you very much and enjoy your stay in Sofia.
Thank you, Dr. Boric. With that, the official part of the ceremony is now closed. You may go to lunch. Don't forget, I wish you all the best, all the luck that you need, and you're young, you're brilliant. Be good, stay on the bright side, and don't forget to visit the stands of the exhibitions and also Comic-Con. I will go there disguised as a host. Thank you very much and goodbye. Have a good time in Sofia.